we are, the first week of September, and wheat drilling is just around the corner. Because of this, we need to take a look at our wheat stubble fields, and we're looking for volunteer wheat. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So if you've already been out looking, you may have noticed there's quite a bit of volunteer wheat around the area in many wheat stubble fields. Now, this is not really surprising because we've had really good conditions for supporting the germination and growth of those wheat kernels that were lost at wheat harvest. However, now we need to get the volunteer wheat controlled to help protect next year's wheat crop from wheat streak mosaic virus. And we need a period of 2 weeks with dead and dry volunteer to break the cycle of the wheat kernel mites that carry that wheat streak mosaic virus. Controlling volunteer wheat can be done with tillage or with herbicides. So let's quickly talk about the possible herbicides for volunteer wheat control. Glyphosate is a very effective herbicide for controlling volunteer wheat. This is because it translocates to the growing point of that wheat plant. However, it can be a bit of a slow kill, meaning that it takes a week or longer to get the wheat dead and dry. So we're bumping up against the time for getting that glyphosate applied when we're thinking about a week for controlling it and then a 2 week period of dead and dry volunteer wheat. So let's think about another option, and that could be atrazine. Now, atrazine should only be used if you're going to corn or sorghum in that field next year. Atrazine plus crop oil can be a good option for controlling volunteer if it has not tillered yet. So if it has tillered, plain atrazine is not a great option because of the proximity of the roots to the atrazine. Basically, the atrazine is not in the same place as those volunteer wheat roots. So if your volunteer already has tillers, you can mix glyphosate and atrazine together for better control. Now, if you're thinking about a quick kill of volunteer wheat, you might be thinking of a herbicide that provides one of the quickest kills that we use, paraquat. Now, paraquat can be a great option for spraying wheat stubble because it also provides control of broadleaves like glyphosate-resistant Pacotia and Palmer amaranth. Now, the key to getting good control of volunteer is to get great coverage because paraquat is a contact herbicide. So to really get good coverage, you probably need to increase your gallons per acre. Now, how much do you need to increase it? Probably 15 or 20 gallons per acre of carrier material can provide really good coverage. You can also get enhanced control from tank mixing atrazine and paraquat together. I've also had some questions lately about tank mixing glyphosate and paraquat. However, I don't think you're going to be real happy with that control. Because these two herbicides can be antagonistic and provide less control of volunteer wheat. This is because paraquat burns the leaf surface to control weeds, and glyphosate really needs to get into the leaves to the growing point. So paraquat can burn the leaves before glyphosate can get in. This results in reduced levels of weed control. So remember, we need 2 weeks of dead and dry volunteer to break that cycle for the wheat kernel mites and wheat streak mosaic virus. I posted an article on my website discussing volunteer wheat and controlling it at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any questions, you can reach me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.